Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. In John 15, verse 7, we read, "You will ask what you desire." Let me read that to you more fully. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." For your prayers to be answered, you must, number one, make Christ the center of your life. He said, "If you abide in me." Now, John was close enough to lean his head on Jesus' breast, but the Bible says Peter followed him at a distance. So here's the question. How close to God are you today? How close do you want to be? You see, it's really up to you. Number two, fill your mind with Scripture. When you pray the words of Scripture, your faith is activated. The devil retreats from you like he did from Jesus in the wilderness. And God responds, and I'll tell you why, because now you're praying in harmony with his will. So ask yourself, is my request in line with Scripture? Will it blend with my God-given gifts? Will it draw me closer to God? What is my part in answering it? And have I fully obeyed the Lord? Now, when you pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," God probably won't rain down groceries from heaven on you. He'll give you opportunities that you've got to seize and act on. Those words, "pray without ceasing," mean that you should stay in God's presence long enough for him to answer your prayer, or if not, to change your request. And number three, before you ask, examine your heart. David said, Psalm 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Achan's sin had to be dealt with before Israel could go forward victoriously into the promised land. And you know what? So does yours. The moment you become conscious of sin, confess it, forsake it, and then be confident that God has forgiven you, and then move forward.